הוא ירים תורה למד ה' תורה למד ה' אשרי העם יודעי תרועה השם ואור פניך יהלכון
למד ה'
praiseworthy are the nation that know to praise Hashem praise Hashem in the light of your face they're going to walk need to praise Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu is saying da, you should know ki tshuva, because that tshuva hi lashuv et hadavar, is to bring the thing lamakom shenital misham, bring it back to the place that it been took from it. When we are trying to do tshuva, we're just trying to come back to the place that we belong to. This is it. You're not trying to grow, you're not trying to develop. The truth is that you are who that you are. You are pure, you're holy, you have only good will. This is us. This is who that we are. And we need to go back to that. This is it. We just went away from that. We learned from the nations their bad behaviors. And we went to worship idols and to sin and to go after our lusts and desires. And we lost our own being. We lost who that we are. And now we need to go back to that. To avoid ourselves from the things that are failing us, from the lusts and desires, and to concentrate in the good things, that who that we really are. והוא בחינת, and it's an aspect of what it's written in the Zohar Kadosh, זרקה, המובה בזוהר הקדוש, something that's been thrown. There is the ריקת, that it's been thrown, לאתר דית נטילת מתאמן, to a place that it's been took from it. Someone kicked the ball from a certain yard, backyard, and you're throwing it back to that backyard. So now you find yourself outside in the filthy areas, in the mevot ha-metunafim, inside all lusts and desires, and you see that you're outside and you don't have a heart and you don't have eyes and you don't have no connection to the Creator, and you're looking for it, and you see that you're surrounded with fears and anxieties and stress and angers and frustrations. So someone soon going to kick you back to the Kedusha zone, to the place of Kedusha, that you belong to that place. Am Yisrael, the Yetzirah is telling them all of the time, and all of the people, the Yetzirah is telling them all of the time, you're bad, you're mean, look at your actions, you're not learning Torah, you don't know how to pray, you're not happy, you're contaminated, you're bad, you're evil, you're a liar, you're lazy, all of that. It's Lashon Hara. All of that, it's a lie. The fact that I'm here, it's because that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiled his nation. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected us from the Kedusha zone. But he is atid lachzir otanu chazara. He is in the future to bring us back. This is his will. This is what that we can see inside of our tshuva process. Slowly, slowly, we recognize the voice of calling. Slowly, slowly, we understand, really, it was all Hashem that kicked us out. It's all Hashem, it's all Hashem. And you're getting back to yourself, to know who that you are. To know that you have a neshama, that you have a soul inside of yourself. Umana uata, and which is that zone that we've been took from? Hu chokhmah, it's wisdom. Ki chokhmah, the word chokhmah in the beginning of my tshuva, I don't even remember the name of that author, his book. He wrote a certain book, amazing book. In those days that I read it, it was very amazing. And I had a certain understanding after that I read that book, and I wrote to him a letter. And I wrote to him that I understood that in the word chokhmah, if you divide the word chokhmah, you have two words. Koach mehashem. Power from Hashem. This is the word chokhmah. So he wrote me back, be careful from arrogance. This is the answer. Be careful, izayer min ha-gava. But it doesn't mean that it wasn't right. Chokhmah is to know that all of the power that you have, you receive it from Hashem. This is the real wisdom. Ki chokhmah, because the wisdom, שורש כל הדברים. It's the beginning of all of the things. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, כולם בחוכמה עשית. All of them you done, you made with wisdom. לכן צריך כל אחד. This is why everyone have to לשמור את שכלו משכליות חיצוניות. To watch himself from foreign wisdoms. Foreign wisdoms, it doesn't mean science and philosophy and I don't know what. Foreign wisdoms is a certain wisdom that a man thinks that he can solve his own situations. That something depends on him. What I'm going to do? What should I do? How I'm going to make it? How I'm going to solve it? Where I'm going to go to? All of those are foreign wisdoms. Very foreign. Very foreign. And we're very, very stuck in those. Those thoughts of certain being to think, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I have to, I, me, all of those are foreign wisdoms. The only wisdom that there is simplicity. There is Hashem in the world. I'm not doing nothing before I'm praying on it. I don't know where I'm going to get to. I don't know. Sometimes you can hear something and it looks 100% that you understand what you've been told. And actually, they said something totally different and you haven't got it at all. And you, with that understanding, with that justice, you going and making a mess, and actually you got it all wrong. And you making the mistake now. This is why it's written that it's not allowed even to listen to Lashon Hara. Not only not to accept, even to listen. You don't know what they're saying to you. You don't know, you don't understand. You're not allowed to work out of those understandings. So working out of your understandings without clarifying it until 100%, with Hashem Yitbarach, it's foreign wisdoms. It's chokhmot chitzoniyot. A man should always judge himself before every decision. Hashem is here. What Hashem wants for me? What is the right thing to do? What is the right thing to do? What is the right thing to do? And like that, if you're praying on it until you come to understanding, you have Hashem Yitbarach with you. When you have Hashem Yitbarach with you, you don't have to be worried at all. And this is why Rabbeinu said that every day a man should hand over to Hashem Yitbarach all of his actions of tomorrow, of that day. Every evening, Ma'ariv comes, means the next day, the new day came. Now, we need to hand it all to Hashem Yitbarach, to tell him, I'm giving all of my actions to you, all of my thoughts, all of my prayers, all of my Limud HaTorah, all of my eating, all of my sleeping, all of the mitzvot, I'm handing it to you. What it means to hand it to Hashem? To say, may it be like you want it to be. I want it to be like that you want it to be. And then, whatever gonna happen, don't be worried about it at all. Even if you failed, even if you haven't learned, even if you haven't done it, bodedut, even Hashem didn't want it. I gave it. I gave the how you say moshchot,
reins,
of my horses to the hands of Hashem Yitbarach. I gave it back to him. Hashem, you're gonna drive me. Hashem, you're gonna take me. Hashem, you're gonna pray. Hashem, whatever. It doesn't mean that Chas Shalom you're removing from your responsibility. Chas Shalom from what that you. You're going to try as much as you can. But when you're going to look on your past, you're going to know that it's all from Hashem. This is the secret of free choice. The secret of free choice is that you're putting all of the effort on what that is in front of you. It means in the present, looking on the future. To do whatever you can to do. This is the free will that I have, my b'chira chofshit, to choose what I want to do. And Rabbeinu said, to choose b'chira chofshit is, if you want to do, you're doing. If you don't want to do, you're not doing. This is how I'm going to serve Hashem. But when I'm looking on the past, I'm not going to chase after myself on what that I have done. I'm always going to remember that it's all in the hands of Hashem. And we're not allowed to switch. We're not allowed to count that it's all going to be in the hands of Hashem Yitbarach also in the future. So, I can be lazy. If Hashem will want me to learn, He's going to give me the will to learn. And if not, if He gives me the will to eat crackers, I'm going to eat crackers. I don't mind. It's all the will of Hashem. No. You're not allowed to have that approach. The only approach is, from that point of view, to look on your past. Everything that happened until today, it was because Hashem wanted it to be. But on the future, it's all under my responsibility. It's all inside of my free will, and I'm going to choose, and I'm going to make decisions, and I'm going to pray that Hashem is going to help me to choose right. But it's my responsibility. On that, the man is going to be judged. On that, the man is going to receive his reward on his real b'chira. But on the past, you don't have b'chira chofshit anymore. You don't have free choice. You never had free choice. This is the point of view. When you're looking on your past, you never had a free choice. It was all in the hands of Hashem. Now, in the present, I have a free choice. Now I'm going to choose. Today I'm going to learn harder. Now I'm going to do this. I'm not going to talk Lashon Hara. I'm going to concentrate. I'm going to guard my eyes. This is what that I'm choosing now. In the present, you have free choice. On the past, actually it was all from Hashem. Hashem was doing everything. Hashem created those two realities that contradict each other very much. And they're all happening in the same time together. Just we cannot understand it. This is because we're in a physical body, we have that limitation. We cannot understand how those two realities happening in the same time. Just we have to accept it with faith that it's just like that. We have a free choice on the present, and on the past, it was all in the hands of Hashem. Everything. This is why everyone have to watch his wisdom from foreign wisdoms. Hamichune b'shem bat paro. That called the foreign wisdoms called bat paro, the daughter of paro. Ki ikara chokhma, because the main way of liknot shlemut, of wisdom, to achieve something that is perfect, einam rak chokhmot elokut. Means only
wisdom of godliness.
Divine wisdom. Wisdom of godliness. Whatever. This is what a man should achieve. This is what a man should find in his life. And what it means, back again, simplicity. A man can know all Shas, can know all of the books of all of the righteous people, and to know them all by heart, and he's still gonna be an Ama Aretz, because he doesn't have simple faith. And a man that got faith again and again and again, means that Hashem is doing everything, that Hashem is in charge of everything, and everything is good. This is the main wisdom of them all. This is the main wisdom. Rashid Chokhma Yirat Hashem. Yirat Hashem, it means to believe in Hashem, faith in Hashem. When you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, you're not sinning. You love Hashem. When a man feels that love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot sin. He cannot sin. He just wants to help. He just wants to do good. He just wants to get closer and closer to Hashem Yitbarach. His heart from inside is talking to him. Lecha amar libi, his heart is telling him all of the time, Bakshu panai tamid, look for my face. What it means, look for my face? My face is the mercifulness of HaKadosh Baruch. This is the kindness of Hashem. This is the face of Hashem. When Hashem shown himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, he shown to him 13 attributes of kindness. This is the face of Hashem. That Hashem is only doing good, good, good. The heart is talking. The heart is pulling us to believe in Hashem, to look for Hashem, to try to find Hashem Yitbarach in all of our situations, to believe that it's all good, to believe that Hashem is kind, that Hashem is good to us. And we need to understand that a lot of people are falling in that issue, that they want to pray on something and to achieve something in the Avodat Hashem, and they're going to the field to pray on it, and after 6 hours they feel like they haven't achieved nothing. Why? Because you don't believe that Hashem Yitbarach wants to help you. You feel so low and so depressed, and you're coming to beg on faith, and you don't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to you. And you don't need to convince no one. And you need to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu could say, like you're going to talk to a rich person, like you're going to talk to a generous person, like you're going to talk to the manager of the bank. No, Rabbeinu said, like you're going to talk to your best friend. Someone that you know for sure that he loves you. Someone that you know that you can count on him. Not someone that hurt you, someone that have powers, that he is in charge. He didn't say you should talk to Hashem like you talk with the king. He haven't said that. But he said you should talk to Hashem like you talk to your best friend. To share. My friend, I know that if you would have a car, you would come and pick me up. This is why I'm talking to you. I know that if you would have money, you would give me all of... I know if you have your reasons, Hashem Yitbarach, to stop me. Because of my arrogance, because I need to suffer, because I need to learn humility, because I need to pray more, because I need to understand few concepts that I'm not aware to them, or maybe even I'm very close and I cannot put my finger on them. Of course you have your reasons, Hashem. But for me it's too hard. So please, please, from heart to heart to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. To know Hashem wants to help us. Hashem is here. 2 days ago I drove the car at night and suddenly I remembered that I told you once we have a green light. We have a green light. When I said that, I went to a certain tunnel on the road, a certain tunnel, and there was a huge green dot made out of lamps. It was a green light. I thought about it and I was saying to myself, we have a green light. And suddenly I saw that straight arrow pointing me straight, and it all made out of green light. I thought about it and Hashem told me, you have a green light. Keep on driving. Hashem is with you. We have to believe in that. We have a green light to do whatever we need to do. What are we trying to do? Trying to be rich? What are we trying to do? To be successful? To be what? What are we trying to do? We're trying to do tshuva. Trying to go back to the place that we came from. We're trying to be Jewish. We're trying to be close to Hashem. Trying to be holy, not to sin, not to make Hashem sorry. We know it hurts to Hashem. We know it hurts to the righteous people. We know that our parents are going to have horrible shame and disgrace to see which children they have, if their children are sinners. Even if our parents now are far from Kedusha, and they actually telling us, we don't want you to be religious, even in the world to come, except of the punishment that they, Chas Shalom, supposed to receive on their distance from Hashem Yitbarach, if we're going to be far from Hashem Yitbarach, they're going to be punished on that also. This is why also to respect your parents, this is something that you should put aside. Even though that it's written, Leman yarichun yamecha, kabed et avicha ve et imecha, you have to respect your father and your mother, Leman yarichun yamecha, that you're going to lengthen your life. We have that amazing story of the Rabbi Avraham HaMalach. Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, he was the son of the Magid Mimezrich. The Magid Mimezrich, he is the one that the Baal Shem Tov inherited to him the crown of Hasidut, to be the leader that's going to continue the Hasidut in the world. The Baal HaTanya said that they could take Ruach HaKodesh under the seats in the Bet Midrash of the Baal HaTanya. Everyone that was entering to the Baal HaTanya's shul, he could take Ruach HaKodesh just like that, Divine Spirit. Just to grab Ruach HaKodesh as much as you need, take it, go with it. Student of the Magid Mimezrich, it's a Baal HaTanya, it's Rabbi Zusha, it's Rabbi Elimelech Milijansk, Rabbi the Noam Elimelech, and Rabbi Pinchas Mikuritz, and huge righteous people. The student of the Noam Elimelech, for an example, it's Rabbi Naftali Mirovshitz, and it's the Chozem Milublin. People that we're afraid to mention. And they themselves, they didn't see even the Magid Mimezrich. The Magid Mimezrich, he was huge. The Magid Mimezrich, he was huge. He had a son. His son's name was Rabbi Avraham. They called him Rabbi Avraham HaMalach. Why they called him Rabbi Avraham HaMalach? An angel. Rabbi Avraham the angel. Why they called him like that? I was once in his grave in Ukraine on the way to Uman. Why they called him Rabbi Avraham the angel? An angel, he's in a lower level than a man. A man can reach higher level than an angel. They said that his body was pure in the purity of an angel. We're not talking on the soul. They said that if you would put a match on his talit when he was praying, the match would light in fire. It's Rabbi Avraham HaMalach. One time students, people wanted to see his face. He was always going with a talit wrapped on his face. No one could see him. He was totally parushed, far from everything.
No one had no connection with him. He was an angel, literally an angel. He was huge. One time the students wanted to see his face. Someone made him to be a sandak in Brit Milah, called him to be a sandak, and the students, they planned all to hide in the Bet Knesset to come. One going to be the mohel, one going to bring the wine, one going to make the brachot, and then they're going to see his face. And there was a huge crowd that came to the Bet Knesset to wait, were expecting to see Rabbi Avraham HaMalach. When someone just said, I see Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, he's coming. Suddenly, there was horrible anxiety between all of the people in the Bet Knesset. People were jumping out from the windows, from the doors, ran for the life. They couldn't stay in the place that he came to be. The mohel that was standing over there, that he planned, he said, I never was shaking in a Brit Milah. I couldn't make the Brit Milah. He said, I was shaking. He was like that. He couldn't. He was shaking. Rabbi Avraham HaMalach came. He sat. No one could look at him. Everyone was horrified. Everyone was busy. Everyone tried to hold himself, not to shake, not to function like they should. They made the Brit Milah. He went and disappeared. No one saw him. No one understood what happened. This is Rabbi Avraham HaMalach. He passed away in the age of 39. The same age of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was eating every day of his elder life a piece of a skin of a dove, of a pigeon. This was his meal. He wasn't eating meat, only the skin. Piece of a skin of a dove every day. This was his meal. He wasn't eating nothing else. He was learning Torah and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that we don't understand. He was literally an angel. After that, the Magid Mimezrich passed away. He came in a dream to his son, Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, and he told him, listen, my son, I see here from heaven that if you're going to keep on fasting and torturing yourself like that you do now, you're going to die in a short days. And I'm not allowing you to do that. Rabbi Avraham, in the dream, answered to him, I'm sorry, father. This is the way that I accept from Hashem Yitbarach. This is how I should serve Hashem. And I'm going to continue. His father, the Magid Mimezrich, told him, I'm decreeing on you in Gzerat Kibud Av, in the decree of Kibud Av, that you have to stop your fasts. That you have to stop that way. Rabbi Avraham HaMalach answered to his father, the Magid Mimezrich, I'm sorry. I know only what it's written in the Zohar. In the Zohar HaKadosh it's written, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, respect, honor your father and your mother. Your father, da kudsha berichu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imecha, it's da shchinta, it's the shchina HaKadosha. And I'm respecting them. And he didn't accept what his father told him. His father told him to eat. He wasn't accepting it. The Magid Mimezrich told him, if you're not going to accept what that I'm telling you, I'm going to take all of the things that I inherit you. All of the things that you have, obstacles that you have in your house, things that I gave you, I'm going to take them back. Rabbi Avraham told him, it's yours. A fire came in that night to the house of Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, and only the things that he inherit received from his father burned, went up, back to heaven. They belong to Rabbi the Magid Mimezrich, not to Rabbi Avraham HaMalach anymore. And Rabbi Avraham HaMalach, he kept on serving Hashem Yitbarach like that he understood. And this is our obligation also, to believe in yourself, to be strong, to believe in yourself that Hashem is talking to you from inside, that you also can understand what Hashem wants from you. And sometimes, and I'm telling you, it's a huge lesson. You have to remember, Rabbeinu HaKadosh told us that. Sometimes, in the Sipurei Maasiyot, in the story of the princess that was lost, and the viceroy, he's going to save her, and he's running to save her. Righteous people, huge righteous people, were standing in his way as obstacles to stop him. to try to move him from the truth, to tell him, no, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it alone. Listen to me. Count on me, righteous people. One of them, he was in charge of all of the birds. One of them was in charge of all of the animals. One of them was in charge of all of spirits, all souls. He was in charge of them. Righteous man that's in the level that he's in charge of all of the souls in the world. He's telling you, don't believe in yourself. Count on me. And you should say, no. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. Even if you have such a huge obstacle in your way, you have to stand up on the truth and to say, no, I believe in myself that Hashem can talk to me, even though that I'm nothing. I'm nothing. He's controlling all of the souls and I don't control myself. But I can understand what Hashem wants from me and to fight on that. And for that you have to have a lot of prayers, a lot of itbodeduyot. That you're going to go to the field and going to cry. I'm risking my life. I'm risking my family life. I'm risking everything with my decisions. Every decision that I'm going to make is going to lead me to somewhere. Something's going to happen. Everything is on scale now. Everything is under the sword now. How I'm going to choose? If you know that you want to serve Hashem Yitbarach, you should count on Hashem Yitbarach. That He's going to be with you no matter what you see in front of your eyes. Fires, hell, flames, murderers, thieves, I don't know what. Death! So what? You're going to die on Kiddush Hashem. So what? Hashem wants you to die, you're going to die. If Hashem wants you to die, no matter what you're going to do, you're going to die. So let it be. Adrabah, I want you to kill me if this is what you want. I'm willing to die. If you want me to mistake, I'm going to mistake. If you want me to be wrong, I'm going to be wrong. If you want me to apologize, I'm going to apologize. For now, I'm checking and I see that I have a certain point of truth that I'm not willing to drop. A man should believe in himself like that. And you, I'm talking to each and every one of you, you need to know Hashem is talking to you. Hashem wants you and him to have a private relationship. That you and him are alone. You're an individual son, you're alone. And on Milvador, only you and Hashem. Only you and Hashem. Like Rabbi Akiva said. Kol Adam Tzarich Lomar. Every person should say. Kol HaOlam Kulo. All of the world, the wide world, haven't been created for nothing else except for me. Wonder. Really?
Yes.
For you. For you, Hashem created the Torah. For you, Hashem created rabbis. For you, Hashem created the Magid Mimezrich, the Noam Elimelech, the Rabbi Zusha. For you. He wants you to get close to them because he likes you, because he cares about you. He made Rabbi Nachman in Breslev to carve a new way, to open a new path, to write books. He made Rav Shalom not to sleep and to write and to cry and to do it. But for you. For who? For me? Yes, for me. Yes. Why? Because he loves me. So much? Yes. More than I can imagine. Even me? The David HaMelech called himself a dead dog? Even that pathetic dead dog, worse than a dog? Even me, worse than a dog? Yes. Hashem's got such love for each of his creations. When the Egyptians died in the Red Sea, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them. And they've been punished on their cruelty. And the angels were praising Hashem. Thank you that you saved your nation from the people that were torturing them, that were making them so miserable. Kill them. Kill them. Drown their babies. It was Midah Keneged Midah. Because that they were drowning us, they drowned finally. It was Midah. It was their punishment from heaven. It was after judgment. The angel praised Hashem Yitbarach. Thank you for saving your children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking the angels, Ma'asei Adai Tovim Bayam, my creations are drowning in the sea, and you're singing? On who we're talking? Ribono Shel Olam, on murderers. On people that murdered innocent babies. Kill them. Drown them. Crush them under stones, under bricks of the pyramids. On those murders you have Rachmanot?
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. No doubt. Do you know who are you? Do you know how you spent your life in another generation? You know in which side you were in the Holocaust? You know in which side you were in the arguments against the Baal Shem Tov? Do you know where have you been in Machloket Korach Va'adato? I can tell you. On the left side. If not, you wouldn't come again to this world. Who needs to drag a righteous person to this world again? No one. This world is only to fix. It's only to repair. It's only to complete our lackings from a different lifetime. So for sure you were wrong. If you see that you have lust for women, it means that you were sinning in that in a different lifetime. If you see that you have desire for money, it means that you stolen money in a different lifetime. You need to work on that. It means that you sin in that. Any surim belo avon, there is no suffering without a sin. So you have a sin. If you're suffering, you have a sin. And which suffering is stronger than the suffering of being a slave to your lust and desires? Which suffering is worse than that? To be a slave, to think, what I'm going to eat? She haven't made food. Don't have money to buy food. What I'm going to do? What I'm going to be? All right, food, quiet. Parnasa, money. Oh, I'm going to bring the money that I need. Need to take care of money. What I'm going to do? I'm so worried. He's not giving me. He owe me. He didn't pay me yet. All of that. Suffering. Because of what? Because you have lust for money. You have desire for money. How a man suddenly have desire for money? Because he touched money in a bad way. Because he stolen money. Because he was desiring money that wasn't belong to him. Avera goreret avera. A sin drags, brings another sin after it. So if you find yourself with all of those lackings in this world, it means you done something. You brought yourself to that place. Any surim beloved. It's a very basic rule in Judaism. There is no suffering without a sin. If you're suffering, it means you deserve it. And even though that you're so low, that you have so many lackings, that we have so many lackings, even though Hashem Yitzbarach, He loves us. And look how much. Bazot yadati ki chafatz David. David HaMelech is saying, in that I know that you have the will that I'm going to succeed. Ki lo yariya oivi alai. That my enemies are not making nothing bad. They're not harming me. They're not stopping me. How are you going to know that the enemies are not stopping you? If you progress. If you're keeping the smallest mitzvah of them all. A small mitzvah. Every day something small. Today you gave shekel to tzedakah. Today you have kippah on your head. Today you're not arguing with people. Today you haven't talked lashon hara. Today, not today, this hour, now in class, 1 hour wasn't talking lashon hara, Baruch Hashem. You don't have that problem. I need to work on myself. But you, Baruch Hashem, very lucky. You have a few hours every day, you, Baruch Hashem. Now I'm going to talk lashon hara. So because Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. Hashem wanted to give Am Yisrael the merit. This is why he gave them so many obligations. So if you see that you're keeping few, he's making you holy with every mitzvah and mitzvah that you're keeping. Even just not talking lashon hara. It's not allowed to talk lashon hara. If you're not talking lashon hara, it doesn't matter why you're not talking, because you're not allowed to talk, because you're in class and people are sitting and you're going to disturb the class if you're going to talk. So you're not talking lashon hara. You have a reward on not talking lashon hara. In Shabbos, even if you failed and you break Shabbos, all of the other hours in Shabbos that you were keeping Shabbos, you were keeping Shabbos. So you broke Shabbos in a certain minute. You smoke a cigarette, you lit the light, I don't know what. You were borer while you were eating. Alright, you break Shabbos. You need to do tshuva. Hashem, I was breaking Shabbos. It's not canceling all of your Shabbat. It's not canceling all of your Shabbos that you were keeping Shabbos. All of the time that you were in shul, all of the time that you were asleep, you're going to have a reward on those times. You were eating, you were enjoying. You're going to be rewarded on that. You're going to have huge bounty, shefa. And not only in the world to come. Asher kideshanu v'mitzvotav, that He makes us holy with His mitzvot, means in this world, not in the world to come. Kedoshim tiyu, it's an obligation for this world. In the world to come, we're going to see what's going to be with us. Kedoshim to you, we need to be holy here. Means that by every mitzvah that you're doing in this world, you're receiving more Kedusha and more Kedusha in this world. I remember that one time an Avrech told me, he's not longer with us in the yeshiva, because of that attitude maybe, but he told me, I'm not praying enough on Kedusha, we need to pray on Kedusha, we need to pray on Kedusha. Before Rav Shalom was talking about praying half an hour on it every day. He was going with huge lights of Kedusha, I want to pray on Kedusha, Kedusha, Kedusha. I told him, you know when I'm intending on Kedusha, what's my intentions of Kedusha, when I'm praying on it? Told him when I'm wrapping myself with a talit, when I'm putting tefillin, when I'm saying Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, this is the time that I'm praying on my Kedusha. Sorry, I don't have another time. I'm too busy to pray on my Parnasah, too busy. I'm talking 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Too busy to pray on my Shalom Bayit, on my Limud HaTorah. I don't have time to pray on my Kedusha. You know when I'm praying? When I'm saying Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. That the tefillin's got power to make me holy, that the talit's got power to make me holy, that the lulav, etrog, arava, that all of the mitzvot have the power to make me holy. That when I'm sitting and learning Torah, I'm being holy, I'm being purified, and I'm developing and growing and being purified every moment and moment because I'm keeping the obligations, the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm not talking Lashon Hara, I'm getting closer to Hashem. Even if that I'm not doing nothing, I'm just not talking Lashon Hara, and I'm getting closer to Hashem. And I believe in that. And I'm remembering every good thing that Hashem is doing to me. And I'm appreciating it. And I understand that Hashem is so kind and so good. And we need to break a lot of patterns from our past. A lot of fears, a lot of anxieties. And I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell you that again and again. Even though that prayer is the highest of them all, confidence is bigger. Means that if you're going to decide something, it's going to be stronger even than if you're going to pray on that. If you have a certain confusion in your Avodat Hashem, sometimes you can go to the field with that confusion. And to try to talk about it for a few hours with Hashem Yitbarach, just going to push you lower to depression, to sadness, and you're going to be a lot more confused. Sometimes you don't have the power even to pray. Sometimes the prayers cannot help you because you're so confused. This is the time to decide. To remind myself, Hashem loves me and I don't care. Whatever will be, will be. Whatever gonna happen with me, Hashem gonna help me. Hashem, He loves me. Hashem wants me, I want Him also. Hashem care about me and I care about Him. Even though that I'm not able to do nothing for Hashem Yitbarach. I'm not able to learn, I'm not able to pray, I'm not able to go to a minyan, I'm not able to do tikkun chatzot, not to wake up before dawn. No, I'm not able. I'm a wreck. I'm sorry. Total lost. I don't have no powers in it. I'm sorry, Hashem. But I want. And I know that for you, Hashem, that you love me so much, my will counts. My will counts. My will matter. And you're going to give me a reward on that. And you're going to love me for that. Because you see that I want. To understand that Hashem loves us and that our will is important to Hashem Yitbarach, this is from the foundations of faith. Without it, you cannot believe in Hashem, because who is Hashem? A cruel leader? Someone violent? Someone strong that controls? Chas v'shalom. Hashem, He loves me. Hashem wants my prayers. Hashem wants me to look at Him. Hashem cares about me. He listened to the voice of my tefillot, not only to the words. Shomea kol tefila. He listened to the voice of my prayers. Like you care about someone else and you're trying to listen in his voice, how he sounds. If he's happy, if he's sad. No, Father, everything's okay, everything is good. But I hear something in your voice. Something is bothering you, my son. This is Hashem. Shomea kol tefila. He listened to the voice of your prayers. And Hashem Yitbarach, He is Retzon Yireav Yaaseh. He's going to keep the will of the one that serves Him. He listened to your will. Terem tikre'u v'ani aneh. Before you're going to call me, I'm going to answer your prayers, Hashem is saying. And we need to have that confidence to know. I don't have a doubt, Hashem. I don't have a doubt. Whatever you want from me, this is what it's going to be. And if today I need to go down, I'm going to go down, Hashem, but I'm going down with you. I love you, Hashem. כי יציע שאול הנקה, even if I'm going down to hell, to the lowest, to the sheets of hell, Hashem, you're there. You're with me. Here you are. Here you are. Even if you cannot see him, you believe, Hashem, you're with me. You're telling him, you are here. You are here. Hashem is saying to you, I'm not. You're telling him, yeah, yeah, I heard it before. And you were there. And you're always going to be there for me. Heard it before. You cannot do tshuva. You don't have hope. Alright. I'm not counting on that. Tashlech emet arza. It's the truth. I'm not deserved. I deserve horrible punishments. But I'm throwing away that truth. Tashlech emet arza. I'm not taking that lashon hara on you, Hashem Yitbarach. On you, Hashem Yitbarach, I believe that you're only good. And you understand me. The only one that understands me. That understands my lusts and my desires. I gave a shiur in Yad Binyamin for women. I told them, you think that every time you have stress in your life and you take something, a chocolate, I don't know, a candy, something like that, you're blaming yourself. You're so fat. You're so lazy. You're eating all the time. When you were a child, every time you were whining, your mother would give you a cookie. Your mother would give you something that you're going to shut up, right? So you got used to that. What are you blaming yourself about? Your mother, she taught you that this is how you close your mouth with a candy bar, with something, chocolate bar, whatever. This is how they taught you. They taught you that when you're sad, you need to go out with friends to see women, to I don't know. This is what you've been told. So this is how that you learn. This is your pattern. This is who that you are. For years they told you that this is happiness, Coca-Cola, taste of life, imaginations. They took out the Coke from it. It's all a lie, it's all a scam. And they're feeding your brain. And now, you're used to that. This is what you become to be. This is your body. It is a bottle of Coke, and this is it. You have to drink. You have to drink. You become to be so thirsty, and you're crazy, and you're tired, and you have to buy one of those. And you see a car driving, and you see an amazing woman walking. This is happiness for you. This is joy. This is satisfaction. Because this is how that you grew up. You want to change that? It's going to take a while. It takes long conversations, you and your therapist, for years, creator. For years to talk about it again, on your childhood, on your mother, on all of your tasbichim problems that you have with your parents. It's going to be very embarrassing. It's going to be hard to understand where your problems are starting. From your mother, from your father, from their crooked love. From their mental problems. That they hugged you too much, that they kissed you so much, that every time that you were crying, your mother, she was hugging you and kissing you. And so now, you realize that every time that you're sad, you need the female to hug you, to kiss you. So you don't have your mother with you, so it's going to be your wife. You don't have a wife, so it's going to be everyone that's going to remind you something. What are you going to do? Can you change it? This is how you grew up. It's crazy, I know. It's hard, I know. But it's true also. So we need to say, I'm sorry. Modeh ve'ozev, Yerucham, I admit. And please, Hashem, heal me. This is it. Only mercy from now on. Hashem is not angry. Hashem understands. Hashem remembers it's better than you. Hashem knows the depths of exile. Hashem on that is crying every day. Why I exiled my son? Why? Hashem is saying, what can you do? The parents, even though that you want to respect them and to honor them, actually from inside you have tons of issues with them. And you want to love them and you want whatever. Inside you have that little child that still hates your parents. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? They're amazing people. They're very generous. But you hate them. What to do? You know why? Because you feel that all of the bad thing that you have that is coming from your body came from them. Because the partners that gave you your body, it's your father and your mother. So all of the difficulties that are coming because of your thick and heavy body, lazy body, angry body, hungry body, is coming from them. And they really supposed to be to put the blame on them. But they're also not the one to be blamed, because they also came from certain parents, in a certain generation, in a certain exile, and on and on and on. So first of all, understand yourself, that you have angers, and you have sadnesses, and you have frustrations, and you have lackings. Understand it, it's a reality. And don't blame yourself, because it's not your fault. And to blame no one else also, nothing gonna help. So only one thing, faith in Hashem. Hashem, you wanted it to be exactly like that it is. Even that from my eyes it looks very filthy, very low, I would change it, but you know best. And I'm accepting it. And if you now want me to serve you when I'm weak, when I'm tired, I'm gonna do that. And thank you, Hashem Yitbarach, for every small thing that you let me do in life, in my Avodat Hashem. And I appreciate that. And I want more. And let me believe in you. And not to be angry. When I'm saying to put the parents aside, it doesn't mean chas shalom to insult, to hurt, chas shalom. Just to believe in yourself that you have a private path that you should serve Hashem Yitbarach in it. And your parents cannot teach you and they cannot tell you. You have to find. Also your rabbi cannot teach you, cannot tell you. Everyone are messengers of Hashem. Your rabbi is a messenger of Hashem, and his rabbi is a messenger of Hashem, and his rabbi was also a messenger of Hashem. And Rabbi Nachman Breslev, this is how Hashem revealed his mercifulness on his world. It's all Hashem. There is nothing except of Hashem. And we need to work on developing an amazing relationship based on trust, based on faith, on confidence with Hashem Yitbarach. Everyone alone. In his Dalet Amot, in his private zone, in his mind, in his heart, to connect everything to Hashem, to pray for Hashem, for help, for everything, in all of your paths, in all of your ways, to know Hashem. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.
I just want to make an announcement, which I'm not happy about making it, but since we're going to have a somebody who knew Asher, the microbiotic, who lived in the Nachod. So I just found out now that Hashem decided to take him. So there have minyan is at 5:30 mincha. Those that knew him, whatever.